I'm just joined by Florence Murray, who's got a Pope Nope written across her chest. And you're just dashing off down Piccadilly towards the march.
Yeah.
Why are you protesting?
Well, I think it's wrong that we should spend money for a man to come over who has covered up thousands of cases of abuse. He also supports anti-gay movements. You know, he's very against condoms, which, as we all know, in the modern day world, they actually save lives, stop spreading, you know, AIDS, disease, all that kind of thing. You know, and still he's preaching this 14th century kind of ideals, and it's ridiculous, particularly when, you know, we've moved on past that now. We're living in an age, you know, we're ruled by science and not, you know, silly facts that were written in a book that, you know, isn't even true. So
did you see the start of the march?
We were there with everyone talking and all the songs and stuff.
How come you got left behind?
I had to go pick up my sister.
Oh, okay.
She's coming to join in.
Were you encouraged by the turnout?
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I didn't know so many people were going to come, and it felt so great to know that you're not the only one standing there on your own, and everyone was there, and everyone had their own reason to be there, and, you know, there were gay people, and then there were people who, you know, were against child abuse. I just thought it was absolutely fantastic, really.
When I was there, there were thousands of protesters, but also hundreds of pilgrims spreading, going the other way. But did you see any kind of friction or anything?
Yeah,
or?
People were shouting abuse at me, actually, as I just walked along 5 minutes ago, because of what I have written on me, and also because we've got a sign that says Popes protect paedophile priests. And,
what did they say?
They were, you know, shouting out, oh, God hater, and, you know, you're wrong and stupid and stuff like that, and then kind of like repeating what we had on the sign and what I've got written on me in a mocking way, really.
Okay.
So
go on,
I just think it's ridiculous, because the difference is religious people won't talk about the opposing side, whereas people here, you know, I respect anyone with a religion completely, but I still want to voice my opinion, and I think it's completely unfair when the religious people won't accept the other side, and they only want to voice their own opinion. So I think it's completely one-sided, and it makes them look sort of very ignorant and naive, I think.
Did the chanting get ugly?
Not really. It was just kind of groups of people kind of laughing, really. But, you know, I don't care, because I'm going back to a group of people who, you know, are supporting the right cause, and, you know, equality and against sexism and against, you know, homophobic acts, and, I, you know.
Well, I'll let you get on. Thanks very
brilliant.
Much.
Thanks a lot. It's brilliant. Thank you so much.